You want to start over? Because I really want to use the stuff we have.
Okay. Well, I'm not saying we can. I don't know. It's just, it's helpful for me to, like, do it all in one push. I'm not saying get rid of what we have recorded. Just say hello again. It's not very hard.
Excuse me, that's two hellos.
Fuck you.
Hello, hello, and welcome. I'm Nick Korn.
And I'm Ryan Truitt.
And this is the Alico Studios podcast, freeware game review number 4, Guns.
The Duel. I got this totally sweet Trigun calendar. I don't think you're going to be able to trump this one. It's for 2007. It's a little late, but thanks for the gift. I mean, you know.
Yeah, sorry I lost it in my closet.
That's all right. That's all right, man.
All right. And I got a what's new.
I don't know if you're going to be able to beat mine.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, Trigun calendar is pretty awesome. But I'll give it a go. I crashed my car into a telephone pole the other day.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you were in the car at the time, I believe.
I believe I was.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, I bet that has nothing to do with this calendar.
Probably not. I don't know. If it turns out I got you something else for Christmas and forgot, this is a sorry for almost killing you by crashing my car into a telephone pole gift. Present.
See, this is why us crazy kids shouldn't be on the road.
Or on the internet.
Or at least on the road, in the rain, in the gravel.
Yeah. Well, it was after the rain. And technically, I made the turn.
Yeah.
It was after the turn.
That the fishtailing started.
No, because the back end broke out before the turn. So I fixed it. And technically, that's a drift.
Yeah.
It's just that my car isn't rear-wheel drive, so the physics aren't the same. So you can't actually drift in a front-wheel drive car.
Yeah, for what it's worth, I was there. I saw it when it happened. Nick handled it pretty well. But then, you know...
The telephone pole just came out of nowhere.
Well, no. Then all of a sudden, we just turned right for some reason.
Yeah.
All right.
And the most ironic part? The pole we crashed into
yes.
had the sign that said...
recently graveled. Drive with caution.
Yeah. And you know... I wanted to take a picture of it. When a tow truck guy showed up, he said he wanted to take a picture of it. And then when he was towing my car back, he actually said to me, "Man, I didn't know you could actually crash a Geo into a telephone pole that badly." And I was like, "Stop making fun of my car. I already know it doesn't have any mass." No. And then the other best part, this is how my family works. In order to fix the four-cylinder, two-door 1996 Geo, we bought a 1998 four-door, perfectly working Geo.
And you're going to strip it for
parts.
And we're
going to strip it for parts.
What the hell? I mean, I guess that would be easier in a way than, like, transferring the registration or whatever.
No.
No?
No. No.
Oh.
Just, yeah.
Well, I guess you like your tiny-ass car, then.
Yeah.
All right. Enough of this cock-dickery.
Let's get talking to Gaffungen.
We're talking about guns.
Which is also full of cock dickery, so I hear. Ryan, would you like to expound on this?
Alright, Guns, The Duel is this game. One of the many made by...
Koreans.
By our friends the Koreans. Unlike that last one we were talking about, which was actually people from Hong Kong. I don't really know what you call people from Hong Kong, because it was its own thing for a while, right?
Isn't Hong Kong part of China?
Well, yeah, but I thought it was... I don't know. It was owned by Britain for a while.
Hong Kongians.
Yeah. It was made by some Hong Kongian fellows. Probably Chinese ones, based on their names.
Marty and Starsky Wong.
Which is pretty cool.
Our apologies to the Wong family for totally messing up your names and cultural backgrounds.
What are you talking about? The names are Marty and Starsky.
I know, but when we talked about them last time, we got
them wrong. Oh, yeah. We were like, they're these Korean guys, you know, the Wong brothers.
It's like Starsky and Hutch.
It's like, oh, wait a second. Ah. But this game, it's actually made by Koreans. It's an online multiplayer third-person shooter featuring...
Which you know, I'm usually all up for, but and I actually do like this game. But, Ryan, would you like to continue?
Well, I do like this game as well, but we'll get to that particular part of this later. You have multiple game modes, assassination, deathmatch, team deathmatch, sword only, gladiator style, stuff like that. You have a good variety of weapons that are actually purchased as you earn in-game currency through kills and, like, achieving objectives and shit.
Yeah, like if you kill somebody, you get so many golden experience. If you kill two people within 30 seconds of each other, you get
a bonus.
You get, like, an excellent bonus.
Yeah.
You can level up. There's items like health packs and grenades and stuff.
Yeah, you can buy, you know, more and more better weapons, more variety as you level up.
They start you with, like, a basic kit, and you get to choose between a few different kits. What is it? The pistol?
Yeah,
priest.
There's, like, the pistols and the revolvers, the SMGs.
And then different swords, and that's where you start.
And then, like, different swords and stuff. This game features both ranged and melee combat fairly well in both respects. You know, a guy with a sword can fare pretty well against a guy with a gun. A guy with a gun can take out a guy with a sword. A guy with a knife, kind of screwed.
Yeah.
Except when we get to the cockdickery factor of knives later on.
Cockdickery.
You can also buy equipment for your guy that's based, well, guy or girl, which is basically, you know, clothes and
girl
gloves
is fine
and
also.
Feet. Well, yeah, I'm not saying that. Ugh.
Right.
Whatever. You can buy, like, different clothes, which actually matter in terms of, like, armor and health they might give you.
And also, they make you look fancy.
They also make you look fancy, which is a great way of distinguishing yourself from those pedestrian low-level types.
Which is something which I think is part of one of my problems. I love games where you can customize the way your character looks and the way it's represented to everyone else. But I hate RPGs that are massively multiplayer.
Yeah, because this is based, you know, there's, like, level requirements as well as, like, simply buying the equipment. And there's not all that much of a variety in it from last I know. So, for example, you still can't buy hats. They've been teasing
really?
You with a hats tab in the shop since the first edition of the game.
And
as far
no
as I can tell, there are still no hats.
Wow.
Except maybe if you pay for them. I'm not sure. This game, while it is freeware to play, it also uses a paid system where you can, like, earn special items and stuff by giving them your money.
Yeah.
Which is another way that it contributes to, like, to the sort of the level gap between people.
Because there's the people who can play the game, and then there's the people who can pay and play the game. And they're just kind of going to be better off because they made, on their own volition, the choice to pay for something that's free, basically.
Yeah, which is kind of silly, but it also affords them better equipment and better weapons and that sort of thing.
Or at least they can get them quicker.
Yeah, at least they can get them quicker.
Because you don't have to waste time earning the money. Well, you gotta get a job in real life, I guess, but...
No, but we're talking about guns.
Yeah, guns.
None of this lol business.
Not like guns, you shoot them, but guns is a freeware game.
Yeah, G-U-N-Z, mind you, because they are extreme. Now, in its aesthetic, this game borrows a lot from action movies because of the moves you're able to do. Wall running, you know, if you're using a sword, you can jab it into the wall and then
and climb
pop
that
up.
Way.
You can do all sorts of dives.
That's actually one thing that I liked about this game was that it's... The actions, they were a bit sort of glitchy at times.
Sometimes they're kind of off.
Like, there was two different wall ones. There's one where you just run straight up, or there's one where you run along it to go down, like, a hallway or something.
Yeah.
Which, in order to get it, you have to be running at, like, the right angle and be pressing either forward and right or just forward or... It's kind of confusing. So sometimes you may go to run one way and it'll do something else that you didn't want to do.
Yeah, the controls can be kind of difficult when performing all of the moves.
Yeah. But aside from that, it's actually... if you can figure it out, it's pretty smooth. It's just kind of like a high learning curve.
Yeah. It's sometimes impeded by lag in a lot of the servers. The game tends to be a bit laggy.
Yeah.
Quite
a bit laggy.
Quite a bit laggy.
In fact, in some of the original iterations, we weren't even able to play. Or at least I wasn't able to play because I'm behind a firewall.
Yeah.
So it took them a long time to realize that we're losing out on some of our demographic.
Yeah, they have a bit of a problem with firewalls and networks as well. Back when I convinced my brothers to play, we were never able to actually recognize that any of us were taking actions when we were on the same server.
Yeah, so, like, if you joined the same server, like, two of you would glitch out.
Yeah, you would just see, you know, everyone would be able to move around and do things, but you would just see everyone else standing at their spawn points with a little connection error message over their heads.
Yeah.
So the game is, I don't know if they've smoothed that out. I haven't played it recently.
Me neither.
But it can be kind of
laggy.
Hitchy.
Buggy. Well,
alright. So
that's right, I said it.
We were talking about the level gap and everything.
Which actually, that's one thing I noticed, because before we stopped playing, like the last time I played, I got to a fairly high level. Like I had, yeah. I think my armaments was like a shotgun, a rifle, I had gloves, boots, and an actual shirt. And I was in games where people would just like have rocket launchers and shit would be going crazy.
Yeah, as you get to higher and higher levels, a greater variety of weapons become available to you. Like you start out being able to buy pistols, revolvers, which are basically just, you know, bigger pistols.
And Uzis.
And submachine guns. Once you get to level 10, that opens up rifles and shotguns, I'm pretty sure. And then at levels like 20 and 30, you're somewhere up in there, you get rocket launchers and like heavy machine guns.
Yeah. Actually, I might have had a rocket launcher.
The rocket launchers were kind of interesting.
Yeah.
They didn't do as much damage as I'd like them to, though.
Well, yeah.
So that kind of adds to the level gap. Like, as people have just been playing and playing more, they just become more deadly than you. And not just that, you know, their gun has a higher refire rate and it does more damage, but that they can do things that you simply can't with the weapons that you have.
Yeah.
Which kind of adds to my argument about this game, is that it's a good, solid game, but it is ruined in many ways by its community.
Yes, you. This is where you go on your cockdickery rant.
Yes,
I believe.
This is my cockdickery rant.
I'm going to sit back with my arms folded behind my head like so.
Okay. First of all, the people who play this game are probably not the people you want to meet on the internet. You know the sort I know. I'm talking about. They're, you know, the cockdickery kind. They think fag is you know, punctuation.
Hacker?
There's a lot of, like, hacker-type people there. None of it's actually, like, even interesting. Like, if I see a well-pulled-off hack, I'm like, wow, that is really cool. How'd you do that? But when I see people who are just constantly running around exploding, that's kind of not cool. With the weapons that they use, there's a lot of easy sort of combos that people latched onto pretty instantly. For example, with the dagger that you use, it has the weakness that it can't be used to block bullets like the sword can, but its alternate fire is this pushing technique where you stab the person and they fall down. For a while, this was all that happened in this game. People would run up to you with the dagger, they would stab you, you'd fall down, and while you were on the ground, they would kill you. That is how this game was played for a while. And then people started realizing, wait a second, if I just jump, I don't fall down. And then everyone who was doing that started yelling, hacker. But that's not what's done these days. These days, we have what is called K-styling, or playing in the style of a Korean player. K-style, Korean. Which involves exploiting various mechanics of how melee and ranged weapons work in combination with each other. The main technique of this, I believe, is called butterflying, which is a sort of canceling technique which allows for infinite jumping, I believe, as long as you're near a wall. Through some way that, like, weapon switching is handled, they also use this technique where they'll be hopping around so that you can't hit them, right? And then how it works is that they have two shotguns and a sword, and they run up to you really fast, switch between the two shotguns, bam bam, two shots, and then you're like, holy shit, I'm dead. And what gets me about this is not just, it's the elitism of it. These people look down on you if you play this game like a traditional shooter, you know, running around simply shooting people, which is a good way to play. They actually created their own derogatory term for that. It's called being an E-styler. I don't know what the E really means, but
European, English.
I don't know.
Extreme, euphoric.
Now,
ooh, euphoric style.
What gets me is that, okay, whatever, I can deal with this. But looking, I was looking around the forums and everywhere, everyone wants to be like the K-stylers. Like, people will be like, hi, I'm working on American style. You know how I make game better now? Please help, thanks. And it's like, American style is like this. Always jump, always use rocket launcher. And it's like,
yeah,
that's not a style, that's using a rocket launcher. So you have these people who suddenly become self-righteous over this style that they have. And this combined with like the level gap and everything, it's made this game more and more unplayable as time goes on.
Yeah. It's one of those
games. That's my rant.
It's really one of those games, and I wasn't around long enough to experience most of this, but I did see some of it. Like, I do remember the term K-Saw being thrown around. Mm. But it's just one of those games where, on the whole, it's a great idea, and it's fairly well done. It just may not be polished off, really.
Yeah.
Like, they have a system. They just got a lot
of bugs
to work out.
I enjoy the game for what it is.
Yeah.
It's still kind of, it's still pretty buggy.
Yeah.
But
like basically, if they had worked out the bugs, like with the networking, if they had made the made more items and costumes,
yeah, more variety of items.
Because there's only like two hats, maybe like four jackets.
There's no hats.
I mean, like two shirts.
Yeah.
Like three pants.
Yeah, the variety of things you get. It's like every time you reach a certain level point, be it like level 20, level 25, you'll have one or two more options.
Yeah.
And it's just like one of them has more armor. And one of them looks cool.
That's kind of why I stopped playing, because for the solid engine that they have, I could get essentially the same thing by playing the specialists.
Yeah.
So I just played the specialists. Even though I really actually liked it, and I would have liked to play it more if it wasn't for the fact that they never... It feels like it was never finished, and then the sort of community around it just started being...
They have added more content as time has gone on. Like, they added the quest mode, which is a cooperative play against bots and stuff. But it's really not that engaging because all of the bots are very easy.
Yeah, and also, like, even that feels like it wasn't finished.
Yeah, like, it was just run around the deathmatch levels and fight goblins.
Yeah.
Like, I don't really know what the point was.
I tried it once, and I was like, why am I doing this? And I just went to a server where I could kill people.
Yeah.
And then I got stabbed with a dagger, you know?
Yeah, I wish this game was... Better. I don't know. I don't know what I wish about it. I mean, it's a good game.
It's a good game. You just wish that it was you wish that they had realized it was a good game and put more effort into it.
Yeah.
Basically.
It's kind of unpolished in some ways.
In a lot of ways.
In a lot of ways.
It makes me sad just thinking about it.
Makes me sad.
Because, like, I want to play it, and then I play it, and I'm like, why am I playing this again?
Yeah, like, remembering certain aspects of this game, it's like, oh yeah, running on the walls, then I jumped down, it's like the sword fight and everything, yeah, it's cool.
It's like, dude, I was so happy when I got the gloves and my rifle, and I just sat on the roof and shot people.
Yeah, but then you go in there, and it's like, oh yeah, there's people flipping around, and here comes the shotguns.
Yeah.
Bye.
Yeah. So yeah, are we recommending this game, really?
I don't know if we're recommending this game. Maybe the community has changed since last we played. Go check it out. If you enjoy it enough to get past all the problems with it,
then what you need to do is start sort of a revolutionary front to
yes,
stop the rampant cockdickery.
Or, you could go just play the specialists, which is, I don't know, aesthetically very similar, but better.
Yeah.
All right, then. So, yeah. Final verdict, guns. It's a good game that is somewhat ruined by its lack of polish and by the community that plays it.
Cockdickery.
Cockdickery abounds. Go check it out if you have some time to kill. I doubt you'll...
Or if you like the idea of a shooting game with MMO elements.
Yeah, if you like the idea of that sort of, you know, this thing, check it out. If you like leveling up, but you also like violence...
Yeah.
Give it a shot.
I'll put the link to the website in the show notes. The show notes can be found at www.elitecoustudios.net/podcast. You can send us feedback at whatever at elitecoustudios.net. And I guess we'll see you next week.
Yeah, we'll... Oh, yeah. Right. Thank you and good night.
Good night.
All right, I'm going to kick it off this time. Hello, only once. This is the Elite Coup Studios podcast, freeware game review, number 4, Guns the Duel.
Yeah, but who the fuck are we? See, you can't do
it
right. You can't do it right. Do not mess. My throat.
I got a crackling tater choked in my throat.
I say cock ticker, but I think of like somebody sitting in a graveyard late at night digging a hole with a giant phallic object. Probably a penis.
Probably a penis. I'd say that's a pretty phallic object.